Random House Audio presents The Sonderberg Case by Elie Wiesel. Read for you by Mark Bramhall. Must one suffer and then feel death's ice-cold breath on the nape of one's neck in order to understand why one has been going around since earliest childhood with an ill-defined despondency close to melancholy? I felt it long before the trial, and afterward. I felt it on the day Dr. Feldman explained to me, in a gentle, slow voice, as though he were addressing a child, that the body can become our implacable enemy. One day, I thought, I'll turn it into a novel. Concerning the trial, I had long been convinced that I'd never know the truth of what really happened that day between the two men, blood relations, in the high mountains of the Adirondacks. Accident? Suicide? Murder? Can one willingly take to the grave an enigma that refuses to disclose its secret? What evil spirit had driven Werner Sonderberg to take a break from his classes at New York University and leave town for a trip so far from the village with the aged, disillusioned relative said to be his uncle? Jedediah wondered. What could they have said to each other for their quarrel to reach a pitch of deadly violence? And who was this uncle whose tragic death, far from anyone, loomed over the Manhattan courtroom filled with journalists, lawyers, and curious onlookers for days and days? The media, absorbed by ever-changing current events or from boredom, no longer mentioned the trial. The fate of an individual matters little compared to the...